Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
The free cheese gets them every time. Socialism is not awesome. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I have a delivery for Clark W. Grisman. I was supposed to deliver it yesterday, but it fell between the seats. I didn't see it.
What is it?
It's from my company. My bonus.
Open it, Clarky. Open it.
Yeah, I hope it's a forge.
Clark, what's wrong? Honey? It's bigger than you expected? Smaller? What is it?
It says here, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, God.
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Oh, I had to. I just had to. Oh, it's too good. From Christmas Vacation. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You know, I have to say this. There was a big headline today. Maybe it's just now kind of hitting our news cycle. It was in foreign press that our Congress was finally going to even question ABC News for the dumping of the Epstein story several years back. It was as was outed by Amy, the reporter, the journalist. I'm going to call her that in cute names because she just isn't at all. But that she squashed it, you know, quashed that story. And ABC quashed the story of Epstein. And, you know, this is something that when we look at Epstein didn't kill himself mantra, and it's on so many things now, it's become such a crazy viral thing. The only problem I have is this. I wish that it was actually talking about more of the people that died that were true heroes. Epstein wasn't. And so in the vein of saying Epstein didn't kill himself, yes. But I think of the journalist, Gary, wasn't it Webster, that shot him, that committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice. Because, you know, that can happen.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gary Webb, sorry. You know, all of those true heroes, why can't we have that same thing happen for them? You know, remember the, what's his name? It just slipped my mind. The DNC guy they said was robbed on the sidewalk.
Oh, gosh.
What's his name? I can't believe I can't think of it right now.
I can't either. But there's a bunch of them.
There's a bunch of them. And these people that we know didn't kill themselves. It's a joke. We know they didn't. Why can't we keep going with the 90 people surrounding the Clintons that didn't kill themselves, with not just Epstein, because Epstein was a total scumbag that I get why people are doing it, but it's hard with a person like that. Why are we doing it with a person like that and not a true hero that tried to whistleblow, really whistleblow, not the fake CIA whistleblower like Charamella? I'm talking real whistleblower. Why can't we do it with those people? And why can't we keep that alive by inserting lots of names? Because I really do wish it was for the hero.
Seth Rich.
Thank you. Seth Rich. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I couldn't think of that. But
yeah.
There's a lot of info. So my brain can't take it on alone.
Impossible.
But Congress is going to ask. Now, this is one of those investigations where, let me put it this way. It's like this. It's like this. Here we go.
Breaking news. The feds have investigated themselves and cleared themselves of any wrongdoing.
Okay, so it's like... It's like that. And of course, you know, ABC News will be cleared, and it'll be cleared in a heartbeat because this is their vehicle by which to get their messages out. And we all know this because it's sickening, and the media is bought and sold. But there again, I just want to say they're at least asking the question. It won't result in anything, but at least they're going to ask ABC why they quashed it. And so this kind of brings me back to the flea in the jar. And I mentioned this in the last hour. My friend Patrick Martin put this up. But this is the case in so many different things we might be talking about in this hour, Uncle Milty and I, is that the flea in the jar scenario, if there's no justice, it trains us to expect no justice. And that's what's starting to happen in America. We're almost going, well, of course they're going to get away with it. Right. Of course they are, because I just said ABC is going to get away with this. They're going to make it look like an investigation that they care to stave off the people, you know, that are demanding some justice. Of course it won't happen. And the flea in the jar scenario is this. The flea in the jar is you cover the flea in a jar, put the lid on. It's going to try and jump out again and again. And after hitting its head on the ceiling of the lid so many times, it finally gives up. And there's a point when you can take the lid off the jar. The flea won't even try to jump out. It's mentally owned, and it'll stay in line forever. We're doing this with climate change. We're doing this with gun control. We're doing this with abortion, as New York Times declared a brand new euphemism called embryonic pulsing. Is the new word for fetal heartbeat, baby heartbeat. You know who has embryonic pulsing? People at New York Times.
Yeah.
They don't even have a heart. Like Dr. Pesta said, heartless. I'm going to take a caller, but there's so much more we want to launch into on that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Sure.
You know, if you really want to get a good story on about Epstein, 60 Minutes of Australia actually interviewed the accusers and did a story and an expose on the whole thing.
Nice.
And I was amazed because they're part of the monarchy. Uh-huh. They're going after the prince. But in reality, they don't like, I mean, they're part of it because it's a history, but the people there really don't want to be a part of the monarchy, kind of like the way the New Zealanders are.
Right. Yeah.
They threw that away.
No, you're right.
The article, it's really great. You can see it on YouTube. So if you go and look for Australian 60 Minutes, Jeff Epstein, you will find the whole entire show. And it is an amazing expose.
As much as they're going to do about the whistleblowers, though, why don't we even have one single congressperson saying, I want to see the million documents that the Epstein people had on everybody? Because you never will. And that's the sick part, is all the hiding and protecting of the honeypots that went on. It's sick. It's sick. So.
Yes, it is. But that just shows you the degradation that our entire democracy has gotten to. We're a kleptocracy. We're controlled by corporate media, corporate intel. I mean, lobbyists have more power than the voter in the government now. And that's the way it's been for a long time, but it's blatantly obvious now.
Yes. And here we are in a sham impeachment of them trying to say that the president, and thank you for your call, the president wanted to hold funds for a Biden investigation, right? And here is every lobbyist in the country handing money to our congresspeople and senators and buying them. And of course, that's not in the news. No. It is Trump, the accusation that Trump did that, not trying to find out a crime that happened by the Obama administration under Biden. Oh, no, that he was actually trying to extort, but, you know, trying to bribe them, which never, ever happened. That never happened. The only reason they can actually even say that in the press is because they took what the phone call was actually about. And they said, like Milty said, brilliant. They're just their interpretation.
Yeah.
It was just,
you know,
that.
Here's the saddest
What's
thing.
That?
We actually watched Joe Biden On video, doing a quid pro quo as the vice president
of
as the vice president of the United States, and we can't even have that investigated.
Yeah, and then Trump investigating that crime as president of the United States is committing a crime, the very crime that Biden said he did. Now that's got to make your head turn. I mean, I don't know what else could. He's on tape saying it. Oh, gosh. Anyway, what do you do? All right. I also wanted to mention, because I mentioned climate change, because we're on this on so many different issues. You were talking about ecological sin.
Pope Francis.
What? What is that?
Pope Francis has announced that he wants to have ecological sin included in the Catechism of the Catholic Church.
Right.
I mean, I'm Catholic, I cannot envision myself going into the sacrament of reconciliation and saying,
"Yeah,
Father, forgive me for I drove my car today.
Yeah, I used a plastic bag today."
No, it's not going to happen. This is a real problem.
And how did he get in? The other guy was in for such a short time.
You know, there's...
Nobody leaves being a pope.
Nope.
Nobody leaves being a pope. But that other pope was in how long? 2 years?
Yeah, short time.
And then all of a sudden we got this pope. So
and there's a lot of suspicion around everything about that.
Yeah,
so,
I bet. How could you not in centuries of nobody ever just leaving?
Yeah.
And then never hearing from him again. That's bizarre to me. Strange.
Well, it's just not a position you leave.
Yeah.
Nope. You're speaking for God. You're the Pope.
That's interesting.
Yeah, anyway. And I mean, there's a lot to be read about that subject.
Yes, and so I'm just shocked. Just shocked. But on the heels of that, NASA, there was a piece written by Mike Adams. NASA admitting that it's solar. It's up in space that happens with the cycles. Of course, there's a million ways to talk about that, but it is not human caused. That's kind of interesting. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We have so many dialogues going on with that. By the way, another piece of nonsense in the news. I woke up to a piece of news by Fox, our own Fox, right? I used to be on the Fox channel, the affiliate channel for 5 years of the show. Fox saying that an armed gunman, went off in a Walmart. Okay. I immediately go to the link, and then the true story came out. And that was in a town in America, somebody went in to a parking lot to basically shoot the ex-spouse and the lover and whatever domestic situation that was. No, it was not the headline. That story should have never even made national news. But the national news headline was, because they know people are only going to read headlines, is that another armed person went in and started going and started a hail of bullets in a Walmart. I am so tired of the lying in the headlines, and I don't care whether it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC or Yahoo, or they all lie. It just makes me ill. And you know what? They keep building that case and that narrative, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. Do we ever hear about every single crime that goes on in this country and every single podunk place in America? No, for a reason. And that does not hit the national news, but they tried to make it hit the national news. That's what's so sickening to me. We have got to be very, very aware of the propaganda overload. When we come back to, I want to talk about the loss in Louisiana for a second. Can we talk about that?
Because
you did some interesting on that. That was very interesting to me. You have to listen to Uncle Milty on this one. And then we have a couple other things, too. They say that we are now we don't believe anything we read anymore, that we don't believe anything we read. We'll talk about that, too. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Oh, and Project Guardian. I want to talk about that, too. Be right back.
There you go.
Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.